Well, today is International Day of the Girl, and to mark it, students and teachers are being urged to wear a school dress in the name of charity. The Do It In A Dress campaign is run by the Australian not-for-profit organisation One Girl, which aims to improve access to education for young women in Uganda and Sierra Leone. About 40% of girls in these two African countries are married before they're 18, and only a tiny minority graduate from high school. Around the world, 130 million women, young girls, are denied access to an education. Sarah Ireland is the CEO of One Girl. Sarah, welcome to breakfast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So two in three girls in Sierra Leone don't attend high school, Sarah. In Uganda, that number is 4 out of 5. Pretty shocking statistics from where we sit. What are the barriers for girls getting an education in Uganda and Sierra Leone?
Well, there's a range of barriers. Overwhelmingly, poverty, where the cost of going to school, providing the girls with everything they need, like school books, school uniforms, is just too overwhelming for a family. If they're choosing to put food on the table, a roof over their head, or send their children to school.
So many people living on $2 a day or something, is that right?
Absolutely. So overwhelming poverty, and that impacts boys and girls. But when there is enough money to send one child to school, it's very often the boy that gets to go and his sister will miss out. So it's one more of a barrier that girls face. So other than that, we've got teenage marriage, as you mentioned, and early pregnancy, discrimination, and those cultural discriminatory norms against girls not seen as benefiting from an education, and they're much more valuable to the family in the home, looking after younger siblings or helping their mother out. And then also negative pressure from peers, family, school and community on, quite simply, why would they be in school in the first place? What's the point? So when faced with all of these different type of barriers, it's very difficult for girls to get into school in the first place, mm-hmm. and then also to stay there and succeed and graduate high school.
So what is the aim of One Girl?
So our aim is to try to get as many girls as possible into school. And we know the overwhelming benefits that come with girls, not just finishing primary school, but also finishing high school as well.
Tell me about those benefits. Have we got sort of, you know, quantitative evaluation of this?
Absolutely. There's been lots of studies that show that, for example, for every year that a girl stays in school, her income will increase by 10 to 20%. She'll marry later. Her children are 50% more likely to live past the age of 5. That 90% of the income that she does earn will be reinvested back into her family. So there's all these kind of statistics that show that when you educate a girl and you support her to graduate high school, that these overwhelming benefits for not just her, but also her family and her community as well.
So One Girl aims to raise money to put girls through schools in, let's look at Sierra Leone. How much does that cost to put one girl through school, and how many have you been putting through school since I think you started out in 2009?
Yeah, that's right. So in Sierra Leone, one of our programs, so we do a range of programs mm-hmm. tackling all these different barriers, but one of the ones that we run is our scholarship program. And through that costs $300 a year to put a girl through school. So that means her school fees, attendance, tuition, but also school books, school uniforms, her lunch, sanitary pads, everything that she needs when she's in school to be able to keep going and to graduate and pass those exams. So we also look at how we can support with things like extracurricular activities or supporting with study as well. And that costs $300 for a year. And we commit to supporting these girls throughout their entire schooling journey. So any given time, we have around 300 girls on the scholarship program, and we've supported 431 to date.
And what's the retention like of the girls? You say you support them right through. Is that for the 5 years of senior school? Do most of them stay? The scholars stay through for those 5 years?
Yeah, it's really amazing, actually. So the national average of girls in Sierra Leone finishing high school is 16%. Last year, so in 2017, in our scholarship program, 88% of girls finished high school, so completed their final exams. In 2016, it was 96%. So we know that when we give girls an opportunity, when we support them, and we also work really closely with their families and their communities. So they're getting that support from all different angles, not just from us as One Girl.
And do you track your scholars after they leave? What are these girls doing now?
We do. We have an alumni program. One of the things that we really have learned in our program is that it's a really difficult transition for girls to make when they finish high school, and all of a sudden they don't have that support of one girl and the school. So we run an alumni program which we support the girls who have gone through the scholarship program. We support them with things like internships or getting a job themselves, but also they then mentor the girls that are currently in the scholarship program to provide that ongoing support and that mentorship, so when girls know that there is a path when they leave school.
Sierra Leone, you've talked about the poverty that is embedded in a country like Sierra Leone at its point of development. It's also had to deal with the Ebola outbreak in recent times, a civil war, hundreds of schools were destroyed. Do events like this get in the way of your program and, more importantly, girls going to school?
Absolutely they do. And a lot of the girls that are currently on our scholarship program actually were impacted quite heavily by the Ebola epidemic that killed around 4,000 people in Sierra Leone. And a lot of the girls, their parents, or one or both of their parents or guardians died. And so they were forced to drop out of school because there was nobody there to look after them and pay for their schooling. So it does mean that this becomes even more important, that girls still have that future and have that hope even after going through such traumatic events.
So Sarah, what does one girl do besides the scholarship program?
So we look at, as I said, all of those different barriers. So we do things like we provide financial literacy training and small grants, so girls are able to start their own businesses and earn an income, which is especially important in communities where there might not be a huge formal job market as well. And we do that for girls that are in school, but also for girls that aren't in school. In Sierra Leone, during the Ebola outbreak, there was a law that was brought in that teenage girls who were pregnant were no longer allowed to go into school. And that's still in place today. So a lot of girls, for no fault of their own, simply aren't allowed to go to school. And we don't want them to miss out on an education and a future either. So we support girls like that. We also do look at menstrual hygiene, and a lot of the cultural taboos around when girls and young women are on their periods mean that they are unable to either leave the house or dry whatever sanitary products they're using. And a lot of these communities have never seen things like a sanitary pad before.
Right.
So we support them in providing them with the knowledge and the tools they need to properly manage their hygiene when they have their period. And okay. Also that they can then sell those the pads on and create economic prosperity for themselves as well. And all coming back to, we don't want girls to miss out on school just because of something as simple as a period.
It's 16 minutes to 7. Sarah Island is our guest. She's the CEO of the NGO One Girl. It's International Day of the Girl today, and that's kicking off Wear a Dress to School Day. This is one of your key fundraising projects, isn't it? Wear a Dress to School. It sparked outrage last year. This sort of the nation got to hear about it because the Conservative Senator Cory Bernardi was very critical of the idea. He talked about this, facilitating gender morphing. And as we spoke to One Girl last year, that was actually having a very beneficial effect on your fundraising. It sparked a dramatic rise in funds, didn't it? Where have you ended up in terms of fundraising?
Well, last year, so it's not just wear a dress to school, it's wear a dress wherever you like. It is people wear it to work, people do yoga classes, and as you said, people do wear it to school. It's about
so it's
putting
do
on
it
that
in a dress campaign.
It absolutely is. So, Fran, if you want to do it to do the
RN
radio,
breakfast.
You're more than welcome to.
And how do you raise money from Do It In A Dress? So do we get sponsored or do you?
Absolutely. So it's a peer-to-peer campaign. So you put on, so for example, I'm doing it this year. I've said that for every $5 somebody gives me, I will wear the dress for an hour. And so that kind of incentivizes people to see me, a CEO of an organization, wear a school dress. And I'm also going to be, doing some running races, things like that. So it's anything that fits into your life. And one of the great things about it is it's a fun campaign, but it also is a visual reminder that a lot of girls around the world, so 130 million girls around the world, don't have the opportunity to put on a school dress and go to school. And in many countries like Sierra Leone and Uganda, it's a real symbol of girls have actually told us that once they put on that school dress, it gives them so much more confidence because they know that they've got more control over their own lives if they're able to get this education.
Do It In A Dress. I think we'll take it on here at RN Breakfast. Sarah, good luck. Thank you very much for joining us.
Wonderful. Thanks very much, Fran.
Sarah Island, CEO of One Girl, and their key fundraising event, Do It In A Dress, kicks off today. It goes for a month. You can do it anywhere, at work, on your surfboard, on your bike, wherever you are, wear it to school. whatever, but try and raise money for One Girl and their campaign to put girls through school in Sierra Leone and Uganda. It's International Day of the Girl. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 14 minutes to 7.